This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, McKay Group, Van Wall Equipment, Southtown Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Dan D. Farms, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Pella Corporation, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Greg Young Chevrolet of Norwalk, and Marion County Auto Body. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Manny's Diner, Greg's Automotive, Jim and Susan Hicks, Cementec, ISU Marion County Extension, Details Plus Collision Center, Remax Precision in Norwalk, Ulrich's Meat Market, Honey Hollow Apiary and Garden LLC, and Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Enjoy the program.
A local man serves as a nurse and in the Army Reserves. In the first part of a five-part program on the Spirit of America, let's go in depth with Noah Kimmel with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and the Army Reserves. Noah, where are you from?
I live in Pleasantville.
And so you're now a nurse at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. What's your pathway to being a nurse? You have people in your family that were practiced medicine?
I have a grandmother that practiced as a nurse at Mercy. And then I had an aunt that was super sick and spent a lot of time in ICU, and I really enjoyed the nurses there.
Okay, so you hung out with them a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they influenced you into your career?
Right. I fell in love with critical care at that point.
Okay, and so what do you do at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics as a nurse?
I work in the emergency department. I help out on med-surg.
And how's that?
I really enjoy it. There's a diverse population here.
And why did you come to Knoxville?
I really enjoyed rural medicine. It's an underserved community of people. I really fell in love with it when I started doing my bachelor's and learned about rural medicine and how it's not readily available to everyone. There's just lack of resources in smaller hospitals. And some communities don't even have hospitals. So.
And so if you're working in the emergency room, sometimes an ambulance will have come from half hour, 45 minutes away even.
Right. Because they come from an area that doesn't have a hospital for them to go to. So they come to the nearest facility, which is sometimes us.
There's lots of nurses, lots of doctors that don't think about the world that way, that you want to go. I mean, they go into it to serve humanity, but you went to serve a specific community, rural communities.
Right. So when I was going through my bachelor's, I took a class about the underserved population, and a lot of it is rural America, having lack of access to emergency treatment and primary care physicians.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Bellflower Florist and Gifts, Vintage Hills, Norris Asphalt, Clark Construction, Sundance Realty, McCall Monument, Top Shelf Nutrition, Club Thread Boutique, Indianola Memorial Works, and Red Rock Restorations. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, CSI and Bail Bond Company, Jersey Freeze, Stan Drywall, Marion County Rural Water, Werner's Elite Automotive, DeHeisen Carpentry, VHR Used Cars, and L&M Storage.
I continued my conversation with Noah Kimmel with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and the Army Reserves. Which do you prefer, the emergency room or being in the operating room?
My passion has always been critical care. I do really enjoy being in the emergency department.
And what do you like about that?
Just the acuity of patients, being there for patients. Sometimes it's the worst day of their lives, and other times it's not.
Acuity, what do you mean?
Some patients come in very ill, and sometimes patients just need reassurance that they're okay.
So what's your emotion over the course of the day? I mean, do you have highs and lows? Does the adrenaline spike, or how does it work?
Very much so. You have nursing in general can be very emotionally challenging. So you have your highs and you can have very low days as well.
And it's always changing.
Always changing.
Nothing's the same.
No 2 days are the same.
What's the toughest calls that come in?
Probably children would be the toughest.
You are in the service as well. Tell us about that.
I am. I'm in the Army Reserves. I've been in since May of 19, so.
And why did you want to, and do you serve as a nurse in that capacity?
I don't. I'm actually a engineer in the Army, so two different worlds here.
How do you go from nursing to engineer? Did you have like a double major or something?
No, it just sounded cool at the time, and I just went with it.
So what do you do as an engineer then?
Operate heavy equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's literally like, it's two different worlds.
So you're not designing bridges or anything?
Mainly just like clearing paths and building berms and different things.
Why did you want to do that?
It sounded cool at the time. Really, like, I don't know. My recruiter was very persuasive.
Wow. Okay, so you're in two completely different worlds. Does the Army know that you're also a nurse?
Yes. My plan, actually, when I get back from deployments, to commission and be a nurse in the Army.
More in depth after this. This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Cushman Excavation, Pierce's Pumpkin Patch, Quality Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Lighten Insurance Agency, JB's Tree Service, LLC, Pella Community Schools, DeYoung Door Service, and Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Wilson's Corner in Bussey, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Ossenbaugh Prairie Seed Farm, Vanco Camper Rentals, Dowie Pest Control, Mahaska Bottling, Westside Muffler and Repair, Mrs. D's, and People's Bank.
I continued my conversation with Noah Kimmel with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and the Army Reserves. But you wanted to operate heavy equipment.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, actually a pretty cool gig.
It sounds cool to me too. I often wish that I knew how to do it.
Right.
But that if you're a nurse and that you would volunteer in that capacity is, you're a complex young man, aren't you?
Very.
Well, good for you. So what kinds of things do you anticipate that you will do? And you're going to be deployed soon, right?
Yes, I believe in December.
And where are you going?
Middle East. I can't say where. Middle East, probably.
But you can't say specifically.
I can't, no.
Because it might compromise
right.
Our mission. Well, very cool. What kinds of things do you do as an engineer?
Operate bulldozers, scrapers, graders, front loaders, hydraulic excavators.
Well, how do you learn how to do that? Did they teach you?
Yep, they teach me. I spent 10 weeks in basic training and then another 10 weeks after that learning how to do these skills for these equipments.
Was it hard to learn?
No. The Army does a very good job of making it very simple to learn.
Well, it doesn't look simple. I've been inside of a maintainer, a road grader, and there's like a dozen or more levers and buttons and pedals. It's not.
It's a daunting task to look at. That's very true. It's, when I first stepped into one, I was like, I'm not smart enough to run this.
But obviously you are. And you don't know whether you might be building an airport or.
Right. So we don't really get like our mission details until we get there. So it just depends on like whatever is needed at that time.
Well, I hear it was 126 degrees, and I ran yesterday, maybe Iraq. I think it was Iran. It was 126 degrees. So at least you're going in December.
Yes. Getting away from the cold will be amazing. But going to extreme hot, I don't know.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by AAA Home Services, City of Pella, Mike Killen Construction, Heinz Mechanical, United Farmers Cooperative, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, Edward Jones, Jason Siemens, Indianola Elks Lodge, and Weinman Insurance. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jack L. Anderson Auto Body, Cyber Solutions LLC, Norwalk Lions Club, RS Trucking, Pella Hy-Vee, and the Knoxville Hy-Vee.
I continued my conversation with Noah Kimmel with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and the Army Reserves. Okay, so you learned everything that you need to know. You want to build things then?
Yes.
What's the different cultures like? I mean, the heavy equipment guys and gals, I guess, are a different kind of, I don't know, mindset, personalities, culture than the ER, I presume.
Right. So culture-wise, it's they're a lot more. They're cool people to work with. It's a very physically demanding job to be in the Army, where like my job in the ER is a lot more mentally demanding. So working in the ER, we're much more compassionate. When you're working with equipment, you don't have to be as compassionate because you're moving dirt and breaking things and.
Breaking things.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's more of a rough and tumble
right.
group out there doing construction. I grew up doing construction, and so I presume it's more rough and tumble than the ER or the operating room especially.
Right. Much more rough and tumbling out there than there is in the ER. It's a much more controlled environment.
But you're going to leave that and then go be a nurse in the Army.
Eventually, that's my goal is to commission and become an officer and do my job as a nurse in the Army side.
And have that be permanent or just intermittently deployed?
It would be the same Army Reserves.
What made you want to go into the Army Reserves?
I have a family who served and I thought it'd be cool. And so I just went and did it.
So it was a culture in your family?
Yep.
It was expected of you?
It wasn't necessarily expected. They were actually quite shocked that I wanted to join.
Why is that?
I wasn't a very active kid. I showed no interest in it when growing up, so.
But it was still part of your existence, and so you watched and learned and valued their contributions, and you saw that you could do a similar kind of thing.
Right. After my brother joined and he talked about it, I thought, why not join? Like,
and what does your brother do?
He's actually a firefighter in the Army Reserves as well.
And so when you enlisted, what was the process? Were you just given all these? Were you already a nurse?
Yes. I only had my associates at the time.
Okay. And so they laid out all these choices for you?
Yep. When you go through, you have to take like the ASVAB, which then determines what jobs you're eligible for. Then they give you a list of jobs that are appealing, and being an engineer actually was probably the most appealing job at the time.
Well, you're a smart young man. You probably qualified for almost everything, I'm guessing.
Right.
Yeah. And so you just took this path. I have a feeling you're going to be taking a lot of different interesting paths over the course of your lifetime.
Yes.
You're just curious about the world and want to learn more, and you have a desire to help people, clearly.
I do. I enjoy helping people.
What do you like about helping people?
The feeling of making a difference in other people's lives.
Give me a time recently, no names. not enough identifiable things where you went home at the end of the day and thought, that was really a special day. I really made somebody's life better today.
Here at Knox, in the ER, we deal with a lot of mental health, and sometimes patients that come with mental health needs, they just need someone to talk to and listen to them. And I did that for this particular person, and they were very thankful for it as they were leaving our facility. I felt like I made a difference in their lives just being there to talk to them about what they were going through and how to cope with what they were going through.
I think a lot of people don't know how much mental health care is actually provided in the ER, do they?
No. Before I started working in the ER, I had no idea.
Okay, and the best part of your job here?
Coworkers being able to provide for a rural community. I really enjoyed that, like, we work with strong, compassionate nurses and physicians that provide excellent care to a community that's needed.
Thanks to Noah Kimmel for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.